Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this worship place as we gather to worship. We have extra guests with us tonight, today, and so I want you to make them feel welcomed after church and thank them for their gifts of song. We have players and singers and musicians, etc., hoping to lift us in God's praise. They're not here to perform for us. They're here to lead us in worship. So welcome to you, and please help make them feel welcome. Sharing a verse from Zephaniah. Sing aloud, the Lord is in your midst, you shall fear no disaster. There's a lot of singing in the scriptures. A lot of singing in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Lots of lute and harp and loud clashing cymbals, angels flying round and round, stopping and singing, singing, singing. In Luke's gospel, in only the first two chapters, there are four canticles. That's a lot of singing in a small, small space. Mary begins it when the angel comes to her and says, "You, O maiden, you will bear God's Son in this world." And she breaks out in song, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Zechariah, he's next. The father of John, Jesus' cousin, says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on all his people and redeemed them." The angels, we know their song to the shepherds hovering in that night sky, bringing them good news. How? With song, glory to God in the highest. And then old Ananias in the temple, he, when he sees Jesus for the first time, takes him in his arms, and with gratitude, he sings, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." But the singing is not limited to the first two chapters of Luke. No, in the Old Testament, Zephaniah thinks of this day, the coming of God's Son, the Messiah, and sings this, "Sing aloud, for the Lord is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. Do not fear. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. God will rejoice over you with gladness. God will renew you in God's love. God will exult over you with loud singing as in the day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, says the Lord. And I will save the lame and gather the outcasts, and I will change their shame into praise. At that time I will, says the prophet, bring you home." A lot of singing in the scriptures. We always listen to the words of scripture with great anticipation and with hope. As we follow God around the pages of scripture and into the flesh and blood world, for God is there just as surely as God is anywhere, we stand with fear and trembling. This is God after all. But not only fear and trembling, but with awe and wonder. We stand with awe and wonder. We hear God's promise, and our response is like that of the angels. We lift up songs of wonder and of love and of awe. Alleluia, Lord Most High.
and this word from Luke's gospel in English and French. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts singing God praise and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. The last known specimen of the Carolina parakeet died in captivity in the Cincinnati Zoo in 1918. It was declared extinct in 1939. Deforestation contributed to the extinction of this beautiful parakeet. It is possible when populations were low, a chicken disease took the rest of them out, or even honeybees competed for their habitat. Another factor that exacerbated this bird's decline was their flocking behavior. When a Carolina parakeet was in trouble, other Carolina parakeets flocked to the vicinity of the endangered kin. So when birds were downed, say, by hunting, other birds came to their aid, thus enabling more to be killed. Flocking sometimes is a human behavior. People of faith with healing in their hands, they flock together. They gather when there's trouble. People of faith visit the sick and the bereaved. People of faith congregate to sing God's praises. We are a gathering species. In Luke's gospel, angels gather to tell the shepherds this good news of Jesus' birth, but it's not just a few. It's a whole flock of them, a veritable multitude, a heavenly host. Scriptures say the shepherds were sore afraid. That's how the King James Version translates it. The New Revised Standard Version says they were just terrified, but the King James, I think, gets it. They were sore afraid, even though an angel said there was no reason for them to be. Whoever doesn't believe in the humor in Scripture has never read this passage. There was reason to be afraid. The sky was filled with singing angels, for heaven's sakes. And if that were not enough, God had bent low, says the angels, becoming incarnate in Jesus Christ. God did not come as a warrior king Messiah on a stallion, as one might expect, as might even bring comfort. No, God came as a baby in a manger. There's a lot for the shepherds to take in on that night, and fear is one of many normal responses. But so are wonder and awe. That's what Philadelphia pastor Phillips Brooks felt after the Civil War when he left his church in Philadelphia for a year abroad. He rode horseback in 1865 across the Bethlehem Plains one night, and he saw shepherds there keeping their flocks, and he imagined those first shepherds keeping their flocks as angels fluttered around with good news. And Mr. Brooks' prayer, written years later, but based on that experience, his prayer has become ours. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the angels singing, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel. from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. The Lord, let your gentleness be made known to everyone. The Lord is near. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You would think that because we are so blessed, because God has been so good, that we need not to be reminded to rejoice. But Paul does that in his letter to the church at Philippi. He says it twice, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say, rejoice. God has given us a calling. God has engrafted us into a wider family, the whole wide earth. God has invited us into God's very own story. God has given us a Savior. So naturally, what do? Rejoice. Paul finds it necessary, though, to remind the church. He reminds the church twice, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. There are lots of ways to rejoice, of course, and tons of words to use, but a time-honored word the church and people of faith have used for millennia is the word, the Hebrew word, alleluia. It means literally, praise God. Praise God for the evergreen, which reminds us of God's eternal, steady love. Praise God for the angels who proclaimed that good news to the shepherds. Praise God for Zechariah and for Mary and for those shepherds and all those who received the good news. Praise God for the stars, which remind us God is our true north. Praise God for the manger, which reminds us how God has befriended lowly people. Praise God for Jesus in his loving arms and wide reach. He embraces the whole wide world. O morning star, how fair and bright you shine with God's own truth and light. Paul reminded the Philippians, and so he reminds us. In a day when it's easy to expect all kinds of pop and flash, in a day when it's easy to forget to pay attention and count one's blessings, in a day when it's easy to be filled with despair, he says, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to everyone. The Lord is near. Rejoice in the Lord. Do not worry about anything, but with thanksgiving and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds forever in Christ Jesus. Help me say the word, alleluia. Help me say it again, alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria, Gloria.
To sing with masks. Let's thank our performers. Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.